welcome to the first episode of the podcast, Postmodern Cowboys, where four friends talk about things. I'm Brian Ashett, and joining me in my apartment is my friend Matt.
I'm his friend Matt, Matthew Mantet.
Hello everyone, I'm Anthony Rodriguez.
Wait, do we have to use that one? My name is Michelle.
And thank you all for joining me for our first podcast together. Our topic for our first podcast will be the subject of none other than big butts. So, Matt, you have an interest in comic books, is that correct?
Yes. Instead of friends, I talk to comics, and I communicate with them telepathically. So, yeah, I'm pretty good at big butts, too. So, those are two of my top hobbies. Okay, so, I mean, if I were to go on, I could, I guess, rate them, I guess. Well, the biggest one, as everyone knows...
He said rate with the T.
Yes, it's...
Hard T.
Yeah, well, I mean, we have Nightwing coming in with a commanding lead at number one. It's he was the original first Robin, for anyone that doesn't know.
What is this? Okay.
So it's actually that comic book artists actually go out of their way to draw him with a very, very gratuitous feature.
Gratuitous Maximus?
Yes, and...
I don't want to cut you off, Matt, but I was just wondering, do you know the precise... date when these caricatures of Nightwing first began to...
I need to look up Nightwing now.
I must admit, I am in the dark as well. But do you have any information on the beginning of this fetishization?
Well, you can imagine, people like Batman, and they thought, we could probably sell some comics if we make a sexy Batman.
Ooh.
So they took...
Wait, but he's a guy, right?
Yes. So they took Batman's, you know, like, kid, Robin, and they're like, well, he's a teen now, and teens go through that stuff. So, he has a pretty nice
butt.
I mean, not, that's yes. That's what I've heard. So,
wait, can't you see it, like, in the comic?
Yes, they draw it from different angles, different lighting, and
ooh,
especially
lighting.
When he's fighting crime, he does a bunch of backflips.
Nice.
And,
is it because it relates to the storyline that he's an acrobat?
Yes, okay. That is one reason, and you can sell comic books, because, you know, comics are, it's an industry of money, so, that, where money actually doesn't exist, but it's an industry that needs money, so.
Something that I think is interesting that you touched on earlier, Matt, is the fact that people started paying attention to, Batman's, posterior. And in today's culture, we usually give emphasis to the female's posteriors. And I was wondering, Michelle, if you could talk at all about the unspoken of fetishization of men's butts.
Yes, I can talk about that. About men's butts?
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest... I don't know. I don't think a lot of girls really look at the butts.
Are you serious?
That's so.
I don't know. I don't really look at it.
I guess
you
don't? I mean, as long as it's not, like, inverted, I think it does the job just fine.
Really? This is news to me.
Really?
Yes, this is.
I mean, because, like, why do we need it?
Okay.
We don't enjoy touching it, or
you don't.
And do you have more to say on the topic?
It doesn't.
I mean,
like
I
the
mean,
clothing doesn't help you guys. I don't think.
I don't know. I mean, I think there's something very primal about butts. You know,
did I miss
think,
that mark?
I think there is. I mean, they're there, right? And I think they're like a, I don't know. They're a sign that either a man or a woman has some sort of feature. You know, like.
Like, to humanize them? Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't... I mean, we call... Like, whenever someone bares their butt in public, we call that a full moon, right? Like, a like moon thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we equate the butt to, like, this, like, I don't know, this otherworldly thing. I don't know. I mean, I feel it's very important.
I mean, I know if I can't see someone's butt, it's just, why am I wasting my time?
Wow!
Very much. I have to be able to, like,
give
you know, close my
chance.
Eyes and think of, like, a 3D model, because it's like,
maybe
can you imagine, no,
personal.
You have to imagine,
gosh.
When you were a kid,
uh-huh.
And you had detention, No, that's too dirty for the show. We're gonna You're in the classroom, and you know, back when teachers didn't know how to write with markers and use chalk.
No idea how this is gonna get dirty, but okay.
And they're on the back, and they're teaching you about third grade. Yeah. Okay, well, let's say eighth grade. Okay. Eighth grade edition.
Yeah, because that's totally.
It's getting uncomfortable for me.
And I mean, like, that's like the first time you experience it as a young man.
Experience what?
The butt.
The butt?
Yes. And I mean...
Huh. Wait, third graders experience butts for the first time? Because I think I experienced that way earlier in my life.
That's something that I thought about, not with, like, teachers and detention, but...
Oh, I get it now.
Yeah.
No, I still don't get it.
Oh, I get it. That's, you really buried the lead there.
That's one thing that I was always wondering about, like, conductors in orchestras.
Mm.
Like, I wonder how much more popular classical music would be if you had models conducting, like, underwear models conducting orchestras.
In their underwear?
Yes.
Maybe?
Well, that's... I mean,
you should just take away the people that play the music instruments and just have them move around.
Just have someone waving a stick facing a wall.
For two hours.
In front of
there was an art...
So you're describing, like, a rave, basically.
No, there was a performance, like, art thing where this artist, he, like, had the conductor go up and then all the people, like, put their instruments to their mouths and were ready to play.
Yes.
And they just held that for like...
Yes, it's for 4 minutes and 30 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, that's the name of the piece.
Four minutes and 33 seconds.
But how was the buzz?
See, actually, it's very interesting that you bring up classical music because I think, exactly. No, I was about to say that. The conduct, you know, that's what tails are for, you know, to hide that, you know? And well, I mean...
Was this before pants?
No, they had pants, but the old conductor's tails, you know, have like whatever tails, red coattails.
Yeah,
and I think as society becomes more and more liberal,
the coattails get shorter and shorter.
The coats get shorter and shorter,
and then
the strings get shorter and shorter. You know, and now we're at a point in society where it is okay to just go, you know, to shake your ass.
Butt.
On the internet, you know,
Kim
Kardashian.
It's almost as if, like, you know, classical music is just a step away from
twerking, really.
A strip club, really.
I wonder why people haven't made that connection already. Like,
I mean,
seriously.
Imagine a stripper conducting an orchestra.
It's basically the same thing, really.
I think people would pay good money for that.
I think that's called strip clubs.
What is something that you can think of that where you can't make better?
A funeral.
Strippers. I think stripping could be nice, you know, I don't want to get into that.
Funeral!
Why do you have to make it
tasteful? It's a job.
What if someone was a stripper?
They don't pay taxes.
No, someone was in charge of stripping for over 20 years, and it was a large part of their life. And at their funeral, they had strippers there. I think that's a very...
No, but that's totally subjective. That's so, like, not, like... That does not apply all the time, though.
I mean, okay.
Like, if you put it that way, then, like, no standard should be...
I mean, I think what we should be talking about is, why do people go to strip clubs if there's the internet, you know? Like, you could see everything you can see.
Or classical music.
But, like, that's the same thing as, like... having like an online relationship and just solely having online relationships.
Okay,
do you know what I mean?
So people go to strip clubs for the human contact.
Like
for the
butts. For the
humanity.
Yeah,
the humanity of it. Yeah, it's bare human. I'm telling you, it's something very primal about, you know,
but I feel
uncovered
like
human
just,
flesh.
Okay, but like that's not just the butt. It's everything, you know?
Well, I mean... You know,
the person is more than.
I mean,
butt.
But what I'm saying
I
is,
I don't know.
I totally understand why guys would look at girls' butts and be like totally into that. But
girls look at guys' butts too.
We do, but I feel like it's not like.
I know for sure that gay men look at guys' butts.
I mean,
Do girls find girls' butts more attractive than guy butts?
Wow, that's a good question.
To be honest, I don't know because we've never been in a situation where I had to discuss that. But for me...
Welcome to postmodern cowboys.
But for me...
So you've never said, Becky, look at her butt.
And then compare
so
her
big.
Butt to his butt. Which one do you like better? Becky, listen. No, I think I would prefer girls' butts over guys' butts just because I haven't seen guys' butts. Because the jeans, I feel like they don't really like...
They don't compliment.
They don't like contour the thing as okay. well as girls'
That's why I wear sweatpants.
Or clothes They're, in general.
Okay, top, okay. Right.
But I have
That's
seen
why
guys,
I wear
but
pants.
The thing is...
Two sizes too small.
Oh, good. Oh, so you're like proud.
I try.
I gave up on jeans a long time ago.
Wow.
And it's just sweatpants
Matt,
for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, Matt is wearing sweatpants.
Right I now. Wear pajamas just to give them a break.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, I get too many compliments. I just walk down, you know, it's... Well, we go to Berkeley, right? So
yeah.
It's Evans, you know, like they're studying math all day. I walk by because I have to get to class. And next thing I know... Oof,
yeah, don't go to Berkeley for the fashion. I mean, unless you're around Haas. Around Haas, yeah, yeah, you see a lot of good stuff. So back to butts.
I don't know.
if I may pose a question to Michelle, yes. you recently you study animation.
Yes, I do.
And you recently had a project in which you rotoscoped Nicki Minaj's Anaconda.
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything? That you experienced while undergoing such a project that enlightened you on the topic?
Yes and no.
Could you talk more
well,
about
like,
that?
Okay. For that project, rotoscoping, for those of you who don't know, you basically have to outline, like, frame by frame, like, every scene of, like, whatever you're trying to copy, whatever.
So you literally had to stare at her butt for
pretty
long
much,
periods of time.
Pretty much. Hmm. It was a very...
Did that change you in any way? I think is Brian's question.
I mean, I think her butt does amazing things that, that I don't think like any part of my limbs could ever try to follow.
I
like,
think we are in agreement here, Michelle.
Like, there are things that move that I didn't know like could move, really. Or at least not like that. I don't think. I think she had to lose like a bone or two to make that happen. Cause
see, actually, I think you're right because the messages that I guess girls get is that you need to be skinny, but you need to have a large butt, which I think is very it's a contradicting statement, right?
Because it's like the best of both worlds kind of thing.
I mean, it's but
Hannah
it's
Montana.
Not,
Montana.
But
Hannah
it's
Montana.
Not like I mean it used to be like you know the standard used to be tall, blonde, and like thin, right? Mm-hmm. But now I think it's
then 1800 shorter, happened.
Shorter,
that's true.
Skinny, but also with a big
skinny
butt.
In the, no, like skinny in the arms, waist,
yeah.
and legs, but fat butt,
like
big boobs.
Like people aren't born like that. Like that's not a normal person, you know? Like
yeah.
I mean,
the hourglass images. Kind of distorted at this point.
Yes.
I'm trying to
yes.
think of a good analogy. But...
I mean, a freak hourglass. You know, it's just like a freakish...
Like a...
Frankensteinian.
Like a glass blower's
like
project.
Like a meth pipe, but also... Like,
what?
I don't know. Meth pipes are like bulbous, you know?
I don't know. I haven't done meth.
Oh, well, I have a lot of cases that involve meth.
I'm so. Giving him a look, by the way, guys.
I would like to inform the listener that Anthony is, in fact, a law student.
I am a law student, yes. And I work for the public defender, so I get a lot of... We can do a whole podcast on that later, but...
I draw yeah. a lot of nude models, so therefore I have more experience
I'm
with
cooler.
Movies.
I'm cooler, though.
I like comics.
What?
Oh, more experience.
I think this might be a good time to talk about ourselves.
Yes, yes. Let's do that. Let's do that. And our experience vis-a-vis the butt world.
All right.
Okay, yeah, like our experience. Okay,
yes,
you just
yes,
said
yes.
it, but I just processed
okay.
it.
Okay, would you start us off,
yes.
Michelle?
My name is Michelle.
Actually,
I go to California College of the Arts. I'm
Fighting Arts.
Yes. And yes.
It's their mascot.
And... I am an animation major. My experiences on butts is I have been known to have one.
it is common knowledge that I possess one.
I mean,
one.
Like a big one, right? Like, that's what I was known for.
Did you learn that in college?
No.
You had to go to grad school to figure that out, yeah.
Yeah, I got a degree in that. No. I mean, I was always teased for it, but now I feel like we're finally getting the spotlight for the booty, so... Mm. I mean...
The booty.
I mean... I still find it as an insecurity, yeah. but as a girl, I feel like since it was a complex, it's what I focused on other girls and other people as well. So, there. Yeah. I win.
We did too.
Thank you for sharing, Michelle.
Now your turn.
That's out of order.
They can't see the order. Come on.
I know the order, though.
Come on, go.
But I'm shy.
But you're on the podcast.
All right, okay. 20
minutes.
Cool. I mean, 5 minutes. If I had to introduce myself, I would choose to tell you that I am Matthew Manset. And
sound like a crazy person.
I skipped a grade, and I'm a second year at UC Berkeley right now. I mean,
and get to the butt.
Oh right, my butt. Oh, my major is geology, so you know I have a nice butt. And well, I mean, I have to be out in the field.
Okay.
It just gets better and better every year.
True.
I mean, look at my. But like, let's be honest here about our butts.
Yes,
it's a gateway to the soul. At least one of them.
Oh, wow!
You know what?
I actually agree with that.
When you're seeing double, when you're
the
eyes are how you connect with someone. They're the window, but the butts are a gateway.
They are
because gateways can be closed.
I am Anthony Rodriguez, and I support that statement.
And I mean, you can also see double with a butt. Just like seeing that with your
eyes.
As much as I agree with you, I hate to cut you off on such a roll, but since we are running out of time, I'd like to introduce myself real quick. I'm Brian Nashid, and I am as well a second year at Berkeley, and I am majoring in film and English. And as far as my butt experience goes, I think it was only fairly recently, I believe in junior or senior year of high school, where I just started to have an appreciation for the posterior of the opposite sex. I didn't get it for the longest time until I got it, and then...
Wait, what made you change?
I'm not sure, actually. It's
you just saw a good one.
It threw me off.
And you're like, wow!
Yeah, she has a nice butt. And
I need it in my life.
It might have been the Avengers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we don't have to do it at, like, a strict 20, you know what I mean? Yeah. Okay.
All right, are we still going? Oh, Anthony, right?
Yeah. So I'm Anthony again, and yes, I am a gay man. So butts are fairly important in my life. I'm really happy that my boyfriend has a nice one, so that's important. He's also a soccer player,
second geologist.
Yeah. I mean, it's like years in the making, right? And it's a work of art, I think. And this is the most romantic thing I've ever told him. But I don't have a nice one. You know, it's very flat because I sit for most of my day. So I really appreciate, you know, I think like I said, butts are like a work of art. You know what I mean? And you spend years working on it. And for some people, like Jennifer Lopez or Nicki Minaj, or
just born with it.
It's the way, it's their moneymaker, you know what I mean? And this is a rumor that J-Lo has her ass insured for $10 million because if something were to happen to it, like, her career would take, you know, a hit.
Like the Queen of England.
yeah, she...
It's her royal treasure.
The Queen National of England treasure. Has other parts.
Like, no one really recognizes her face, right? I mean, we know that.
I didn't even know J-Lo was a girl for
like
a while.
If I went out on the street and I passed out a picture of J-Lo, and I passed out a picture of her butt, people would probably get one more than the other.
That's true. All right.
She wasn't in Daredevil, was she? That was Jennifer Gardner, huh?
No, okay. Well, that was Ben Affleck. They were together for a while.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm really good at comics.
So I think we should end with Matt's very insightful phrase. Butts are really the gateway to the soul. I completely agree with that. And if you find one open, go inside. Because
and make a grilled cheese sandwich store and sell it.
Yes, because, you know, if you ever get a chance, that's how you get two people's souls.
Mm. I mean, dead ass, though. So
thank you for joining us for today, our first podcast for Postmodern Cowboys. Please check again. We should have one up soon. And have a pleasant day. And take a moment out of your day and just appreciate someone else's butt.
That booty, though.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, too.
See you guys later.
Bye.